toxic friendships. Maybe go to, you better type toxic friendships there, or relationships. I got this from a certain lady called Joy Stevens. So I just summarize it for you. The main thing is this. Friends do not manipulate. Toxic friends are full of manipulation, control. Another word for that is witchcraft. Witches are not just those who fly. Hello? But you can have friends who are what? Witches or wizards, based upon my definition. Hello? A friend does not manipulate you. They do not use you. A true friend is not out to use you. They are out to help you. So there are some questions you can ask, but because of that, I want to go through, I will have to jump. Now, there are three types of manipulators. Put your eye on and begin to judge your friends. You know, for example, we are Christians, you love, yeah, we love everybody, but not everybody should be your friend. Hello? Yes. Okay. If you don't believe, you come and tell me one day. Number one, the number one manipulator, they are people in your friend, in your relation who always want to be needed. They manipulate you by relating to you in a way that they have to be needed. Two, the manipulator also wants to take charge. They always want to be in control. Have you met somebody like that before? That is a toxic friend. They want to always be in control and in charge. That they are the best. Everybody here, so you are secondary. Number three. This is an interesting one. The manipulator wants to be pitied, and they manipulate by appearing weak. They have this self-pity. Always, they are just around to be what? Pitied. Have you met somebody like that before? That is a manipulator. So, you must recognize them. So, I'm saying that because entering into friendship can hurt you. Like I asked you that question. It can cause harm. Friendship can cause such a harm that if you are not careful, you can never recover from it your whole life. If Jesus doesn't intervene or you don't renew your mind. Why is that some people say, I can never trust any man anymore. What happened? Hello? I can't trust any woman anymore. What happened? I don't trust. You know, there are people in church right now who don't trust anybody, who have built walls all around them like that. Oh. Am I telling you the truth?
Yes.
Because if you don't have the right friends, and they hurt you, it can cause such unforgiveness and bitterness in you. It pollutes what? Everything in your life. You always are bitter against the whole world. You are just angry. Okay. Lee, I think you better leave me there. Don't manipulate me. There are nine types of toxic friends. Those whose friendship will hurt you eventually. Nine of them. Number one, the user. They use you. The user. Yeah, because maybe you can be put. The user, U-S-E-R. The person, this person has is friends with you as long as they can use you. As long as they can get something from you. And they do that to achieve their own world goals. So if I want Harold to do something for me, I'm not close, I don't connect, but I want something, so all of us, I start connecting with Harold. Harold, oh, you're looking nice, your shirt. You know, so I start, you know, because I have what? A motive. Like, I better use it. Is it okay? Okay. Like, I want to go and have Daddy B has invited me for some nice soup and fufu and pisi. Maybe he hadn't invited me, but because I know that his food is so powerful. Anytime at church, I greet him, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Wow, you are powerful. All that I use, I want him to invite me to go and have some of that thing. You are a user. Check your friendship and see whether they are users or not. That is a toxic friend. Number two, the betrayer. Nothing hurts more than a friend who betrays you. The betrayer is a toxic friend. They smile to you and then go and gossip to this person about you. Hello, have you met one before? They are in church as well. It's demonic. They betray you. Have you been betrayed before?
Yes.
Does it hurt?
Yes.
If you have a friend like that, you better advise yourself. Then we have the control freak. They are your friend as long as they are in control. The control freak often seems to be helping you. They seem to be helping you, but they are actually what? Controlling you. The day you want to come out of their control, you see how what? They will behave. Hello, are we here?
Yes.
And then we have the, I'm going through fast because there's a lot of ground to cover today. The judgmental friend. They are ever critical. They can erode your whole self-esteem. Look at your shirt. Look at your shoe. It doesn't match. Anytime they see, they have something critical to say. Very judgmental, the way you speak. And this, you have comments about everything. Hello? And if you are not careful, that friend can erode what? Your self-what? Esteem and confidence. They are always finding fault. Hello? Oh, are you here?
Yes. Yes.
They are dangerous. Very soon they will hurt you very deeply. You better advise yourself quickly. Hallelujah. Amen. And then the promise breaker. These are toxic friends. They cannot keep their promise. They tell you they'll be there, they don't show up. They don't even care to call you. Have you had friends like that before? They are toxic. You make your heart beat. When they say they'll be there, your heart is beating. You don't know whether they'll turn up or not. They are toxic. They are not helping your blood pressure. Yes, I'm serious. If you like, keep on having high blood pressure, low blood pressure, because you're... This person really does what he says he will do. If you have an appointment, they won't show up. Hello? Oh, I was going to say something. You know, there can be toxic leaders as well. They never show up at leaders' meeting. It's gone quiet now. If you're a leader, don't raise your hand. You can't trust them. They are not committed. I was talking to a friend, the one we were praying for. I said, welcome to my world. Because he has got something to do. And the people around him, say the people. It's always the people around him. He's doing everything, killing himself. Say the people are not responding. He wants to throw in the towel. Because they are promise what? Breakers. Oh, am I preaching very well?
Yes.
Because if you're a promise breaker, means I cannot go to battle with you. Mm-hmm. The enemy is coming. I'm not sure whether what you will show up or not. You are putting me on tenter hook. I have to be sure that if I'm my friend, if I'm there, you are there. I don't even have to think twice about it. We'll look very soon at the end. The third lesson will be on David and Jonathan. One of the most powerful friendships in the Bible. Then the gossip. This one, I don't have to say a lot about it. The gossip is a toxic friend. Are we here? They will eventually betray your trust and say you are talking to them, you are unveiling your secrets. You are being vulnerable. By the time you hear, five people know. They say, you can confide in me. You can trust me. Let it. You better not make. I think there was a story of three pastors. I think somebody said, one of them, they were confessing their sins. You know that story? So one said he had a problem with what? Women, been lasting and that confessing his sins. Then the other one, what did he say? Let's say money. He has problem with what? He's stealing the church's money. And then the third one, let me just. Yeah, the third one. He said, my problem, brethren, is gossip. Do you understand? It means that the things you have said here now is going. All the pastors, they held their, yeah, it's too late. He should have said his first, then they should have asked him to go out. Their stories will come out. Mm. A friend is a true confidant. They don't betray you. And then the self-centered person. Self-centered people. Huh? Are you telling them my 15 minutes is left with 18 minutes? Hey, that is very strange. Are you sure? I've not been preaching for less than 30 minutes. Told you. Anyway, Harold, you need to help me here. The self-centered person, people can't think of you. He's always busy thinking of what? Himself. Always thinking of himself. Always. Let me know whether it's correct or not so I can shift gears. They are always in their friendship, always about them. They never think of you and how to be a blessing to you, how to encourage you. Do you know that when I come to David and Jonathan, I know that our pastors are very lonely. Because we always think of you. Nobody is thinking of us. All that people have been shooting guns at you, they think you are not doing correct. When was the last time you called and said, Pastor John, let me encourage you? Hallelujah. Eh? When was the last time? Hello? You're always thinking of yourself, Pastor John, come and deliver, come and deliver. When are you going to deliver to me as well? After delivering spiritual things, when are you going to deliver carnal things to encourage me as well? Or your leader? Amen? Yeah. And you, the children, your parents as well. Hello? Catherine, the last time you came, said, Daddy, you are such a good daddy. You know, my three daughters wrote me letters on Father's Day. It's more to where I'm going to have a meal. Because those letters are there for what? For life. Anytime you read it. Wonderful. It's beautiful, isn't it? My other daughter in America as well wrote it. It's when you read, oh, it's more than just going to Papa John's or going to Nando's. You just go and eat. Or what? What is the place you like? TFG, isn't it? You cannot be self-centered. So when you look at friendships and you know, and by the way, this is what all of this is applied to marriage as well. Woe betides you if you marry a toxic person in marriage. You can't divorce. You are finished. And you can't divorce because you chose that, isn't it? That's why you should have done your testing before and found out before. Yeah. It's too late.
Amen.
Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you the truth. You leave it or you don't leave it, it's up to you. Hallelujah. And then the competitor as a friend. They are always competing with you. You do this hairdo, they will do this. You do Brazilian, they will do Indian. Or Peru, whichever. This, they will wear that. True or not true? Maybe here you don't see, but I tell you in Africa it's very rampant. I don't know about here. Hello? I'm telling you, yeah, what are the things people compete about here? Those of you who, yeah, social media, Facebook. Yeah, he puts on there.
Followers.
Yes, followers. Or my son or my daughter got 3 A's. Go to your daughter. Hey, you must get 4 A's. Yes. Competing there because they also want to put it there. When you know your truth, and when I share with you my victory, so you don't smile, your smile is cheesy. Have you noticed that before? You go and tell your trouble, everybody is what? Everybody is, But when you tell your victories, things are working well. People are saying bless, but they don't mean it. Then you know who your true friends are. They can't rejoice with you. Number 9. The leaner, L-E-A-N-E-Y, lean, nah, lean. They are always leaning on you. They are very needy. They cling to you. In fact, at times they can even become jealous when you begin to talk to other people. They always must hug you. They are always leaning on you. You can't have even breathing space. They are toxic. I'm not talking about doing ministry. I can minister to people like that, but you can't be my friend. Because after some time, you get what? Tired and drained. You can't survive. They choke you. Do you know that some marriages are like that as well? Yeah. All that I'm talking about, it relates to any kind of, can relate to any kind of what? Even at your workplace, these things can apply or apply over there. So those are toxic what? Friendships or relationships. At least I've given you some guidelines. You can go home and put down all the names of your friends and put down these points there. Mary, take. Hey, if they take more than three or four, just say bye-bye to them. You do it diplomatically. You begin to withdraw what? Gradually. You don't go and tell them you're a toxic friend. No, that is not wise at all. Don't do that. But you know at the back of your mind, this is a dangerous person. They can harm me one day. You think it's not a joke, what I'm telling you, eh? It's not, because when a friend deeply hurts you, at times you're not careful, you don't recover. You know some people, this kind of things, churches are split over them. Yeah. Marriages split, relationship damage, and people cannot recover. They carry all the pain in them throughout their lives. So, a word to the wise is enough. So let's talk about the classic relationship that we should all aspire for. This beautiful story of David and Jonathan. You can read this story from 1 Samuel 18 to about verse 23, chapter 23. So we're not going to go through that. I'm telling you, we could all not survive without friends. That tells you the importance of friendship. I am where I am because of friends. The role they have played in my life to be here today. You cannot survive without friends. You cannot be John Wayne. I walk alone. Look, it's a miserable path to walk alone. It makes life very hard. You understand? In fact, according to statistics, it's actually... What keeps on happening to my thing? According to statistics, church is one of the most lonely places. The bigger the church, the more people are even what? Lonely. People just go sit down, warm the pew, and just what? Go off. You and I are in our neighbor, but some of us even don't know our neighbors to the right or to the left. We just see them and we just move on. But church, here as we are seated here, some people can be extremely lonely here. This small church here. Hallelujah. When I say small, it means that we are 10,000. Hello. Amen. 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 It can be very lonely. Because of all kinds of things that has happened in their relationship and their interactions what with people. Like I told you earlier on, at times, pastors are risks, they are kind of averse to making friendships. You know why? Because they get betrayed what? A lot of times. So you find that they are very lonely. And in fact, a lot of pastors are depressed. Man, it's me in Jesus now. Don't come and ask me. I'm not depressed. Amen. Yeah. Because I've got good friends. Because nobody encourages them. Even in church, people come and encourage you because they are doing ministry. But do you have friends who just consistently flow with you, encourage you, build you up, etc., etc.? We all need that. David and Jonathan became friends at the crucial time of David's life. In fact, if Jonathan had not been in David's life, it is questionable whether David could have become what? King or not. The Bible says about them that after David had killed Goliath and he brought the head to the father of Jonathan, which was Saul, when Jonathan saw David, something happened to him instantly. The Bible says their souls were what? Knitted together. The original Hebrew means their souls were chained. They chained for some reason. Jonathan liked David and decided, I want to become friends with David. In fact, if we read the story, he made three covenants with David. Three times. Jonathan, somebody said, look, if you want to have a friend like David in your life, then go and find a David and befriend them. God will give all of us the opportunity to have such friendships. Amen. In our lives. Amen. Jonathan loved David so much. The Bible says he loved him as his own soul. What we call soul tie. Proper, healthy soul tie developed between these two. I will say this. You will never achieve your maximum spiritual potential without the help of key relationships in your life. You can't. You will not achieve. So don't think you can go it alone. You can't. It's not possible. Even Jesus needed his friends. Mm-hmm. You have some Christians, people who think, I don't need anybody. It's not true. You need people. You cannot achieve your full potential without what? Healthy, God-given what? Relationships in your life. As we will see about David very soon. If Jonathan was not there, Saul would have killed David what? Long ago. Their friendship was so strong that Jonathan could tell his dad, why do you want to kill him? Man, you have friends like that who can tell, why are you saying this? It's not true. Hello? He could stand before his father and tell his father, daddy, you are wrong. Daddy said, you are a fool. Don't. The person I want to kill, he was going to take your inheritance. And you don't want me to kill him like they do in politics. It's happening now. You know the maneuvers going on now in the Conservative Party. I'm telling you, the knives are out. And the knives never stop being out in politics. They are out all the time. Not just within the party itself. So let's go on. Proverbs chapter 18:24. It says, a man who has friends must show himself friendly. You can't wait for a friend to reach out to you. Take the first step. You must decide to go and make friends. And by the way, I've given you a lot of criteria over the last 3-4 weeks or so, how to use the criteria to decide who should be your friend. So you cannot make a mistake. So these are the 6 qualities that Jonathan exhibited. He had a spiritual bond between himself and David, a spiritual bond. Their bond was very spiritual. It wasn't just what? Natural. Okay. Certain friends get you deeply connected to God. Those are the friends who are sent by God. They get you deeply into God. They affect you to pursue God. Are we here? You must have friends like that, because I'm telling you, life is fulfilled and fulfilling if you have such friends. Number 2, Jonathan showed sacrificial love to David. The Bible says he loved David so much that he risked his life to help David to fulfill his mission. When he got to know that David has been anointed, was going to become king, despite it was his natural right, he what? Submitted himself to who? To David. Do you have any friend that you are willing to risk for them to fulfill their potential? The Bible says this, greater love has no one than a man should lay down his life for his what? Friends. That is where Jonathan was willing to lay, his father was going to kill him because of his friend. Some of us cannot understand the depth of this covenant relationship, because you would think the first allegiance of Jonathan was to be to who? The family. But he knew what the father was doing was what? Wrong. Against his own friend. Can we do that? I'm talking about this kind of relationship that we need to build. Hello? That it is so strong, it goes beyond blood ties. Are we here? The world says that we should only care about our success. Way to be like Jesus is to be a friend to help somebody to what? Succeed. Get the other one ready for me. 3, Jonathan always offered what? Encouragement to his friend. Always. The Bible says once his father was chasing David to kill him. Do you know that Jonathan managed to find out where David was? He said, one day you are going to be what? You are going to be king. And I'll be second in command. Hallelujah. Can we do that? How can a friend be like that? One day, I know God has earmarked you, Sajene, to be the boss. And I'm willing to work under you and give you every support. That is the kind of what?
thing that we need. You need a friend like that. Can you have, it's so refreshing to have a friend like who you know is always seeking what? Your what? Welfare. He allowed the hope to speak hope and encouragement. Don't worry, Lee, just take it easy. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. As long as you can hear me, that is what is what? Important. So don't get sidetracked by side issues. Number four, Jonathan offered his friend protection. A friend always protects, he protects me, he protects you. Do you have friends who protect you? When you are not there, do things or they will speak about you in such a way it's healthy. A true friend will never countenance anybody coming to say bad. Never. No, you can't talk about this agenda, please. Not my ear. No. Unacceptable. True what? Friend. That is covenant what? Relationship. It means always seeking what? Your welfare. They want the best thing for you than for themselves. That's what Jonathan did. In fact, when Jonathan made the first covenant, you know what he did? He took his robe, took his sword, what? Honor, protection, and gave it to David. Say, David, have it. By the way, and David was what? A shepherd what? Boy, it's like somebody, Prince Charles, or what is the William? It's like Prince William and making you what? His friend. And taking the signet of what? The crown and just giving it to you. Can you imagine that? The chaos it will cause in the palace. But because he's your king, he will do such. That is what we need. Father, we bind that demon in the name of Jesus. We release judgments against that sound in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Number five, Jonathan kept his friends. David one day was so exhausted, he told Jonathan, what have I done that your father wants to kill me? I don't know the sin I've committed. So he poured his heart. A true friend will make you himself and you keep their confidentiality. They can pour their heart to you without any. Are you here? They will tell you everything that they are going through. Or what? It is not what? Sugar-coated. They are raw. And you will listen. Do you have such a friend? Or you have friends that anytime they are talking. He said, I have to use some psychology to survive. You are in marriage. You are supposed to help each other to be what? The best. But your enemy has become the person who lies by you. Hello? You know the amount of the degree and the level of what? Divorce and pain in relationships, even amongst friends. You know some people cannot even keep friends for even more than 3-4 years and the thing will break up. Oh, are we here? I'm talking about the knife thing that will make your life succeed this year. Because a friend can come into your life and elevate you. Your whole destiny changes. Or it will be something else. Jonathan, I like Jonathan. He liked David so much. He told, when David poured his heart to him, he said, I'm not sure my father wants to kill you, but don't worry. I'm going to talk to my dad. If he plans to kill you, I will let you know. So he goes, ah, da, 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 daddy, da, 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 da. They talk. And then his daddy knew that Jonathan what? Liked what? David. So he didn't say anything. He kept it quiet. So sometime after 1 or 2 years, another time, David was supposed to come and eat. They had a gathering. And then David told Jonathan, I suspect your father, he will kill me. I have to be careful. So you know what? The Jonathan said, don't worry. I will hear what my father will do. Go and hide here. Then I'll throw some arrow, etc., etc. So the first day, David didn't show up. Everybody was quiet. Second day, David did not show up. So Saul, meaning to kill David, said, where is David? The chair has been empty for 2 days. And then Jonathan said, oh, you know, he was lying for his friend. Oh, he told me that the family is having a sacrifice in Bathsheba, so he's gone to sacrifice. He was lying. He told me, so I gave him what? Permission. Then his father took a spear, fool, and then wanted to pin his own son to the wall. By the way, do you know that David was mad? Hey, sorry. So, but people who throw spears, they are mad. One day I'll preach a message. Spear throwing leaders. You know, there are leaders and pastors who throw spears. Will be there if you meet one. I'll show you how to dodge the spears. So he threw the spear and said, you fool, don't you know this, that, that? Then the Bible says Jonathan got to know that his father really wanted to what? So he sneaked out. But he got angry. He would not even eat. Finally said, my father wants to kill you. You have to run away. By the way, when you run, I know you become king. You'll be number one. I'll be number two. So make a covenant with me, between me and your family. That's why he made another covenant. That you will never, what, forget me. Because I know the God you serve has earmarked you. Can you imagine such a friend? I know you are going to be great. Greater than I am. Have you seen telling your friend they are going to be greater than you before? Have you had such a person in your life before? They look at you, Hermani, and say, Hermani, you are great. And now I'm here now, but I know you far surpass me. You'll be an amazing person. Amen. People say that about their children. I'm talking about a friend. You know, naturally you say that about your children. I'm talking about somebody who is not your blood. Look at Harold. You'll be a great pastor and a mighty pastor. Greater than I. And I mean it. You mean it. And you do everything to help that person to become that. That is the kind of friend you need in your life. That is what Jonathan was. His soul was chained to the soul of David. Everything the man did was to help his friend. He wasn't thinking of himself. Do you have a friend who has identified God's call upon you, God's destiny upon you, your position? Maybe you and her. You are fighting over one man. Which one of you will say, let him go? He said, you know, so you will see. Can you do that? Oh, Chrissy, no problem. And the man is a very powerful man, you know. Powerful in spirit, powerful in the pocket, powerful everywhere, handsome everywhere. You are doing. And you are friends. You've been praying for 5 years for a husband. And this man, the possibility of taking one of you is there. What are you going to do? A true friend will say, look, looking at the situation, you, because you have got ministry, you look like a pastor's wife. Me, I don't look like that. You'll be the best person, so go. That is when you know the person is a good friend. I said that is when you know that is a good friend. But not the one who starts maneuvering, scheming, backdoor connections to stab you in the back. I pray you will have Jonathans in your life. There's nothing that beats life like that, oh. A car cannot fulfill that need. A house cannot fulfill that. Nothing to have a friend like that. Oh, my goodness. You are so happy. You know where to go to when you are down. That you'll be accepted what? Unconditionally. Embraced unconditionally. You protect. Friends don't let you get massacred, even spiritually. A true friend, when they see you are going through spiritual attack, they are there for you. They'll come and stand with you, pray with you, come to you and say, what's going on? What devil is that? Leave him to me. Let me sort that devil out. That is a true friend. Not the man who say, you have to pray more, my brother. They will stand with you, they will protect you. They will defend you. Hello? But all this applies in marriage as well. How many of you want to marry here now? So you have to show those signs now. If you show those signs, I know you are really serious. Amen. If I see you got a friend, you can't defend your friend, protect your friend, speak the best about your friend. You will do the same thing in marriage, even worse. You know, marriage can be crazy, you know that. Because after all, with the friend you meet, when you go home, he doesn't come to the house with you. So you can keep his trouble there. But the one you are sleeping in the same bed, you see his face morning, evening. You can't escape. Are we here? Yes. I think we'll end there. My time is up. If you've been hurt in previous relationships, we'll be praying soon. You can release the hurt and the pain. Amen. Luigi, thank you for sorting out. That demon, we crush it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, any demon try some, daddy, use your powers here. Bind them in the mind. If you've been hurt in a relationship before, you've suffered pain, you can change it. If you carry it, you cannot have healthy friends, because always there will be suspicion and all manner of things blocking true friendship. I pray you will have, I'm praying for the Jonathan. I have my friend. He's always interested in my success. So, and we are praying for you. We are fasting. We are lifting intercessions for you all night. I say, thank you. Carry it on more. Always have it. You say, Lord, the same God here is the same God here. Only believe. Oh, it's powerful. Hallelujah. And they are putting what? Their money and their spirit in the thing. They are not just saying it. You need a friend like that. But if there's any hurt, any wound, you need to let it go. Or you cannot have such a friend. Friends play crucial parts in our life. Pastor Joe, Bishop Joe has played a major role in my life. One of the major roles he has played in my life was if when I came here, I didn't meet him and relate and connected. Okay, the thing is on tape, so I have to... He has helped me to be a man of integrity, to be upright and live right and believe God right. Do you have such a friend? Who is there for you? You fight with and they are still there for you. Some of you fight once and no more. The number of fights we have had and so we are tired. Do you have such a friend? One fight and then there's a third world war. You are changing churches because somebody fought you in church. You need friends. You need Jonathans. They will defend you. It's not the one who say, I'm there for you, Sister Janet. I'll be there. I'm there. Then when the time comes, you don't see them. But the ones that are there, you know when you are in trouble, they'll be there for you. No matter the trouble, will stand with you. Everybody else can run away, but they will be there in the midnight hour. Not because of ministry, but because they are your friend. We need such friends. They hear you are in trouble and they'll travel all the way from Ghana to come and see you, just plane ticket, just because you are their friend. And one friend said, hey, the ticket at this time, hey, £1,000 in July. I will see you in September. By the time they come dead, I've expired. I remember my friend Prophet Anno telling me, say, John, if you need me, anything happens, let me know. I'll buy a plane ticket. I'll be there immediately for you. You don't have to pay a penny. Is it not good to hear that? But one day I will cash it in. Do you have friends like that? Who protect your confidence? Even when you mess up, they'll protect you. They will cover your nakedness. Not go around exposing you. Because all of us have got nakedness. How many of you know that? It makes your soul happy. And what I like is that when Jonathan was killed, how? And you hear the poem, the song that David sang about his friend. How has the mighty fallen? My friend fought as if he wasn't carrying a sword. He said, Jonathan, a man who loved more than a woman's love. I can find nobody like Jonathan. Jonathan made a way for David to get to the throne. Who is making that way for you to get to the throne? Who do you have in your life? And by the way, when God brings such a person to you, you better not trifle with it, or you are finished. Just imagine if David had said, no, Jonathan wants to get close to me so that he can what? Finish me off. Because he knows he is the one in line. And he wants to maneuver. And he has pushed Jonathan what? Away. Saul would have killed him long, because every time Saul planned to kill, Jonathan is the one who would sneak and go and tell David, well, my father is coming this way. Come on, run away. Will you do that? Go against your family for your friend when your family is doing the wrong thing. Or you say, because of family loyalty, you will betray your friend. Hallelujah. One thing my wife knows, I will always tell you the truth. I won't beat about the bush. I don't care whether that's my wife or whoever. Truth must be truth.
Amen.
Do you have that integrity? Shall we stand?